Blessings, blessings, blessings at the Royal Wednesdays podcast. Here we're back, starting back on Wednesdays again. I want to say to everyone that listened, that shared, that come on into support, I want to say thank you so much for coming on and supporting. A lot of things have changed since last year and this year, so let me just start from one. My name of my ministry has changed. We're no longer going by Highly Blessed Divine Ministries. We are changing it just to Highly Blessed Ministries. It's already divine and it's blessed. Want to say to all my, followers and supporters, I want to say thank you because we are a family. And I pray that 2022, you walked out of that with nothing but blessings and nothing but the strength of God to keep moving forward in your life. As some people may know, everybody don't know, I did receive my doctorate in theology in 2022. So I walked in 2023 as a doctor, and I'm thankful to God for allowing me to pass my dissertation, allowing me to study, allowing me to show myself approved. So with that being said, I'm transitioning, my name on my ministry page. So I'm going by Angel Williams Ministries, but at the same time, my ministry that's the bracket that I'm under is Highly Blessed Ministries now. So everything will be transitioning the name and different things like that. So you will see old videos on my YouTube page. So definitely follow me on YouTube. Definitely follow me on TikTok. I'm on Facebook and I'm also on Twitter. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. TikTok I have under my Facebook name, which is Highly Blessed Angel. So you will see that there. And then I have Blessed Angel Williams. So you can definitely follow me on both of those TikTok pages. But other than that, I'm going to do something different on this year because I usually answer questions and different things like that. And I still answer questions if anybody send me some questions. So if I do get any questions, I definitely don't have a problem with answering those questions. So definitely feel free to email me the questions and I'll put the email in my notes below under this podcast. And so the name change, I got my doctorate degree. And I'm just trusting God in this process. I'm single still. I did try to date. It didn't work out. And I went on about my business. So it's okay. But at the end of the day, look, I am open to receive what God has for me. I'm not going to speak anything negative. I'm trusting the Lord and waiting on him to send me the rightful man. So I'll be in the field near the collard greens and waiting for my bo ass to come. Okay. I don't want no broke ass. I don't want no good ass. I want my Boaz. Amen. So other than that, I'm just going to get on here and pray. But I want to say to everybody, I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And I pray that this prayer encourages you and lift you up. So on today, the scripture I want to give you is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Trust in the Lord. I know people say this, but just like the word of God say, people talk about me. They words sound like they love me, but their heart is far from me. Your heart need to be connected to God. Amen. So sacrifice your body, live for him. And you have to understand that in this world today, we have to learn how to trust God and we have to learn how to allow God to lead our path. All right. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to say we thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us to wake up. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you, Lord God, for just being faithful to us, Father God, and loving on us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just giving us strength on today. You may have some people that have some loved ones that they were lost in this season, Father God. Lord, I ask that you bless their hearts and give them strength, Lord God. Pour in your Holy Spirit on the inside of them, Father God. Lord, I ask that you anoint every individual from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord God, purge them of everything that's unrighteous, Lord God. Purge their mind, purge their heart, purge their spirit, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that your will be done in their lives, Father God. You are able, Lord God, to make their crooked ways straight. Lord God, you are able, Lord God, to open doors that no man can close. God, you are able, Lord God, to put a shield of protection around us, God. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to guide, lead, and protect, Lord. Bless your people. in their finances, Lord God. Bless your people in their health, Lord God. Bless your people in their ministries, Lord God, or in their businesses, Lord God. Bless your people, Lord God. Provide the rightful finances that they need, Lord God, to be able to withstand and also to be able to do what thus says the Lord. So God, we just thanking you right now for allowing us to be advancers and enhancers to your kingdom, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you continue to guide us, lead us, and protect us, and just allow your will to be done in our lives, Father God. And we speak against every tactic of the enemy that's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. God, we ask that you destroy every assignment of the enemy. God, cancel it right now and send it back to the pits of hell from which they came. God, destroy every altar, Lord God, that's built to try to destroy your children. God, destroy every hex, God. Destroy every assignment that the enemy called himself trying to conjure up with his people. Lord God, allow it to be canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to tell you, thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing our food that we eat, Lord God, for blessing our drink, for blessing us, Lord God, as we go to and fro, blessing our transportation, Lord God, blessing our homes, Father God. Lord, we just want to say we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being an on-time God. You are on-time God, Lord God, and you always have that on-time word. So we thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you for your truth, Father God. We thank you for your precious, sweet, gentle Holy Spirit, Lord God. And we just ask that you allow your will to be done in our lives, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just want to say we thank you, Lord God, and we want to tell you that we appreciate you, God, for seeing us out of 2023, Lord God. We are blessed. This is right now is March, God, and we just give you all the praise and all the honor, God, because you've been faithful to us. Lord God, we got our limbs, we got our eyes, we got everything that we need, Father God, and we just ask that you continue to cover it, Lord God, and you continue to lift us up, Lord God, and you continue, Lord God, to disorder our footsteps, Lord God. And we just want to say we thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you have done. We thank you for what you're still doing. We thank you for our future in advance. Lord, you got some singles that's desiring to be married, Father God, and we ask that you send them the rightful mate, but prepare them for their mates, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you bless every married person, Lord God. Strengthen their marriage, Lord God, and help them to be lovers of you, but also be able to have a balance in their household, Father God. And we ask that you bless every leader, Lord God. Give them strength, order their footsteps, Lord God. Allow them to be in the right path, God. Allow them to remain faithful to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you. God bless you. Stay encouraged. And remember, regardless of what somebody may say, you put your trust in the Lord. If God didn't say it, don't do it. God bless you. Amen.